In a world where what we see is often considered reality, an invisible battle is taking place beneath the surface. Spiritual warfare, often brushed off as mere folklore, deserves our attention. It's time to unmask the truth and understand the reality of this unseen realm. There are two primary errors in spiritual warfare: overemphasis and underemphasis. Some blame every sin, every conflict, and every problem on demons that need to be cast out. Others completely ignore the spiritual realm and the fact that the Bible tells us our battle is against spiritual powers. The key to successful spiritual warfare is finding the biblical balance. Jesus sometimes cast demons out of people, other times, he healed people with no mention of the demonic. The Apostle Paul instructs Christians to wage war against the sin in themselves, Romans 6, and warns us to oppose the schemes of the devil, Ephesians 6:10-18. Understanding the invisible battle. Spiritual warfare encompasses a battle beyond what we can perceive with our physical senses. It is a battle fought in the spiritual realm where unseen forces clash and vie for power. These forces are not limited to the supernatural but also extend to individuals' thoughts, emotions, and actions. At its core, spiritual warfare is a battle between good and evil, light and darkness. It is a battle for humanity's souls and minds. The enemy, often referred to as Satan or the devil, seeks to deceive, manipulate, and ultimately destroy. His tactics range from subtle whispers of doubt to overt temptations that entice us from the path of righteousness. The reality of spiritual warfare in everyday life. Spiritual warfare is not confined to the pages of ancient texts or the realms of mythology. It is a reality that permeates our everyday lives. Our battles may not be physical, but they are no less accurate. They manifest in internal struggles, external conflicts, and the constant barrage of negative influences surrounding us. In our relationships, spiritual warfare can manifest as discord, jealousy, and bitterness. It can tempt us to engage in harmful behaviors or lead us astray from our values and beliefs. In our minds, spiritual warfare takes the form of doubt, fear, and anxiety. It seeks to erode our faith and undermine our confidence in the goodness of God. Recognizing the reality of spiritual warfare is crucial for navigating life's challenges with clarity and purpose. It allows us to understand the root causes of our struggles and empowers us to take proactive steps to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Signs of spiritual warfare. Identifying the signs of spiritual warfare is essential for effectively combating the enemy. These signs can manifest in various ways and may differ from person to person. However, there are common indicators that we can look out for. One sign of spiritual warfare is a persistent feeling of unease or heaviness. It may manifest as a constant sense of dread or a feeling that something is wrong. Other signs include recurring negative thoughts, unexplained physical ailments, and a general sense of spiritual stagnation. Recognizing these signs requires us to be attuned to our emotions, thoughts, and physical well-being. It requires us to be honest with ourselves and open to seeking guidance and support when needed. Weapons for spiritual warfare. Equipping ourselves with the right weapons is critical for engaging in spiritual warfare. These weapons are not physical but spiritual. They include faith, prayer, the Word of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Faith is our foundation, allowing us to trust God's goodness and sovereignty despite adversity. Prayer is our communication with God, seeking guidance, strength, and protection. The Word of God is our source of truth, providing wisdom, advice, and encouragement. The power of the Holy Spirit empowers us to resist the enemy, granting us supernatural strength and discernment. Using these weapons requires intentional effort and discipline. It involves cultivating a deep and personal relationship with God, studying His Word, and consistently praying and worshiping. Strengthening your spiritual defenses. Just as physical exercise strengthens our bodies, spiritual exercises strengthen our faith and resilience. Nurturing our spirits is vital for building our spiritual defenses. One way to strengthen our spiritual defenses is through regular meditation and reflection. Taking time to quiet our minds and connect with God allows us to gain clarity and insight. It helps us to discern His will and align our thoughts and actions with His truth. Another way to strengthen our spiritual defenses is through fellowship with other believers. Surrounding ourselves with like-minded individuals who share our faith and values provides a support system and encouragement. It allows us to learn from one another's experiences, share insights, and hold each other accountable. Seeking spiritual guidance and support. Amid spiritual warfare, seeking spiritual guidance and support is crucial. We are not meant to fight this battle alone. God has provided us with a community of believers who can offer wisdom, guidance, and intercession on our behalf. Seeking spiritual guidance can come in various forms. It may involve consulting with a trusted pastor or spiritual mentor who can provide insight and direction. They also include participating in small group studies or attending church services where we can receive teaching and encouragement. Additionally, it is invaluable to surround ourselves with prayer warriors who can intercede on our behalf. These are individuals who are committed to lifting us up in prayer, covering us with God's protection, and standing in the gap when we are weary. Overcoming spiritual attacks. In the battle against spiritual forces, it is essential to understand that victory is possible. We are not powerless against the enemy's attacks. Through the power of God, we can overcome and emerge stronger. One key strategy for overcoming spiritual attacks is to resist the enemy. James 4:7 reminds us, "Submit yourselves, then, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." By submitting ourselves to God and actively resisting the enemy's influence, we can experience victory. Another strategy is to stand firm in our faith. Ephesians 6:13 urges us to put on the whole armor of God, which includes the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, and the shoes of the gospel of peace. These spiritual armor pieces help protect us and enable us to stand firm against the enemy's attacks. The role of prayer in spiritual warfare. Prayer is a powerful weapon in the battle against spiritual forces. Our direct line of communication with God enables us to seek His guidance, protection, and intervention. Prayer strengthens our relationship with God and invites His presence into our lives. Through prayer, we can experience His peace, find comfort in His love, and receive His supernatural strength. In spiritual warfare, prayer can take various forms. It can be individual prayers offered in solitude, communal prayers with other believers, or even intercessory prayers on behalf of others. The important thing is to cultivate a consistent and intentional prayer life and make it a priority in our spiritual journey. Conclusion: empowering yourself in the battle against spiritual forces. Spiritual warfare is a reality that we cannot afford to ignore. It is a battle fought in the unseen realm, shaping our lives and influencing our thoughts, emotions, and actions. By understanding the reality of spiritual warfare, we can equip ourselves with the knowledge and tools necessary to overcome the enemy's attacks. Recognizing the signs of spiritual warfare, arming ourselves with the right weapons, and strengthening our spiritual defenses are all crucial steps in this ongoing battle. Seeking spiritual guidance and support, standing firm in our faith, and engaging in prayer empowers us to emerge victorious. Ephesians 6:10-12 says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." This text teaches some crucial truths. We can only stand firm in the Lord's power. Its armor protects us, and our being, ultimately against spiritual forces of evil in the world. So, let you unmask the invisible battle that rages around us. Let us embrace the reality of spiritual warfare and arm ourselves with the truth. In doing so, we can navigate life's challenges with clarity, purpose, and unwavering faith. The battle may be invisible, but the victory is assured. A word of caution concerning spiritual warfare is in order. The name of Jesus is not a magic incantation that causes demons to flee from before us. The seven sons of Sceva are an example of what can happen when people presume an authority they have not been given, Acts 19:13-16. Even Michael the archangel did not rebuke Satan in his power but said, "The Lord rebuke you." Jude 1:9. When we start talking to the devil, we run the risk of being led astray as Eve was, Genesis 3:1-7. Our focus should be on God, not demons. We speak to Him, not them. In summary, what are the keys to success in spiritual warfare? We rely on God's power, not our own. We put on the whole armor of God. We draw on the power of Scripture. The Word of God is the Spirit's sword. We pray in perseverance and holiness, making our appeal to God. We stand firm, Ephesians 6:13-14. We submit to God. We resist the devil's work, James 4:7. Knowing that the Lord of hosts is our protector. Truly He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken, Psalm 62:2.